to part four of our management previews of the Pitching In NPL show. This edition of the show, we'll be joined by Dave Cook, manager of Nantwich Town. Curtis Woodhouse at Gainsborough Trinity will also be joining us, as well as his counterpart at Bamber Bridge, Jamie Milligan. But to kick things off, we're going to Cheshire and to Warrington Town and their manager, Paul Carden. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the NPL show. How's pre-season been?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a bit different, but, you know, probably everyone can say the same thing. But, no, pleased with how the lads come back. Obviously, during lockdown, they were looking after themselves and making sure that they done like what most done in these 5K challenges. And we set them different tests and different little circuits throughout the closed period, if you like, just to keep them occupied and keep engaged with them and in contact with them. So, yeah, it's been good. It's been good as we feel we've made it as good as we could have.
I mean, what are the challenges of... Because some of these players haven't had a layoff like this, I'd imagine, since they're about 4 years old and never kicked a ball before. It's been quite a break, hasn't it? So what's the challenges been like getting them back into pre-season and back playing football again?
Well, to be honest, there's been more challenges regarding, you know, facilities and stuff like that. We train at Warrington Sports Club. It's our own training venue. We don't train at like a public place or anything like that. So just things like dressing rooms and stuff like that. But we done six sessions, four Saturdays, then a Thursday, then a Saturday. Just to sort of get the lads going again. We've done some resistance stuff and some strength and conditioning stuff, just so that when they came back to pre-season, we weren't on eggshells with how much we could push them because they'd been out so long. So that went well, but the lads were itching to get back. You know, we all were, as was all the fans and everybody to do with everything. Getting back to normality was the big thing that we were all looking forward to. So just the fact they were together training again was a big bonus, really. So getting them back in wasn't tough.
And when it comes to how the dressing room is shaping up, I mean, last season, when it was cut short, Warrington were third. So, I mean, when it comes to how the squad's looking this season, how's it looking? How's recruitment been?
Yeah, it's been good. We brought three players in who have, you know, we've announced three players yesterday. Yeah, I'm pleased with, we've got good strength in depth now. We've just obviously got to make it gel because we brought in quite a few new additions who will be new additions in the starting 11. So, yeah, you know, it's similar at this level most seasons. You're always having to bring in quite a few and, you know, we're no different to most. But, you know, I'm pleased with what we've done.
Is that you done? Or are you waiting to see what happens with the conference and the conference north?
Yeah, well, you're always on the lookout for, you know, for whatever. And I know every manager will say, you know, if you can improve it, you will. You know, it's a little bit different this season because we usually get the fallout a couple of weeks earlier from the leagues above. But it's the other way around now, where obviously our season will have started before clubs above us decide who they keep and who they've had on trial and things like that. So the fallout from what comes from the league above will be done during our season, albeit at the beginning. So you're never done, but you know, we're at a point now where I'm happy with what we've got. If we weren't to sign anybody, I'm happy with where we're at.
Now, as I said earlier, I mean, and as you know, I mean, Warrington finishing third last season. How do you keep that going for this year? And how does, you know, the competition shape your way of thinking of how your dressing room looks?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, the cuts we've had to make have been, we've had to respect them, and the lads we've retained have certainly respected them because, you know, we haven't got many who are on the same money as they were on last year. So, you know, from that point of view, the dressing room does look differently because of it, but it's not lacking in quality because of it. Like I say, the lads who we've kept on have took cuts, which, you know, they appreciate where we're at and what we try and do as a club, certainly what Toby tries to do for the club as well. But the competition, you know, there's been a lot of signings at different clubs that have, you know, raised a few eyebrows to think they must be throwing a few quid about. But the same happens every season. There's always a couple of clubs who surprise you with, you know, what the spending power is and who they're recruiting and, you know, the rumours of what they're spending. But it is what it is, each to their own. I say it all the time. If they've got money and they spend it, good luck to them. You know, if they spend it well, brilliant. If they don't, then, you know, someone somewhere gets the can for it. But we just do what we do, and we try and keep our heads down and just go about our business in the way we always have done, and let other clubs do what they're doing. And like I say, good luck to them all for whatever they're trying to do.
And with that regard, I mean, what's your expectations about what Warrington can achieve this season? Because like you say, there's a fair few clubs who are developing squads, let's put it that way. So where do you think Warrington will fit in the mix?
Well, we'll definitely be competitive again. You know, with the players we've brought in, it's just like anything. It's, you know, there's been a lot of clubs signed, a lot of players. You know, you look at your Buxtons, your Matlocks, Granthams, you know, teams who are reportedly paying good money. But with that, there's no guarantees. So, you know, you've got clubs who are at the other end of it, your Bamber Bridges and stuff like that, who were doing really well as well, you know, having a good season, a good strong season before it was cut short. So there's never guarantees with the money. But, you know, from our own point of view, you know, we will be competitive. And as always, we'll be looking to try and get out the league, you know. But I think this season, I think there'll be about a dozen clubs with the same thought processes.
Yeah, there's only two promotion spots, isn't there, unfortunately, for everyone?
That's it. So, you know, it's going to be ultra competitive. But it is every year, you know, it is every year, whatever. Saturday, you're looking at fixtures, and you're never surprised when, you know, a so-called lesser club beats a so-called top club, because, you know, the margins aren't huge. It's just the consistency levels, and you know, that's, we're hoping we find our consistency like we have done pretty much every season. You know, we've never been too far away from it. I mean, when the season was cut short, it was the third season where we were third. So it was a bit frustrating, and it has been. So, you know, hopefully we can do it this season. But I say that every season. So we're just going to attack every game as we always do, and you know, prepare as well as we can all the time, and see where it takes us. That's, but the ultimate aim is to go one step further than we have done and get off the division.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb on this one, if you don't mind, Paul, and suggest that this weekend's match between Baseford and Warrington is game of the weekend. I'm just going to throw that out there. This is a huge game to kick the season off. I mean, what's your take on it?
Yeah, it is. It is just that. I mean, Baseford have come out and stated their ambitions, you know, time and time again. They've got a seemingly wealthy chairman who's backed as manager, and his manager's a really good manager. They've got talented players all throughout, experienced and youth, a bit like ourselves. So it is going to be a good game. It is going to be, you know, we've had them watch last weekend. We've got a couple of reports on them too. So as I'm sure Chets will have done with us. So it's going to be a good game, but it'll be, whatever the outcome, it'll be nice to get the season started, and, you know, hopefully we start it with a win.
Yeah, absolutely. And the following weekend you're playing Gainsborough Trinity, and this is what we're talking about. There's no easy games in this league, but that's going to be a home game, obviously. And how nice is it as well to see people back in the grounds?
Well, this is it. I mean, you know, we've had a couple of pre-season friendlies at home now where we've had fans too, and it is good to see it. You know, not everybody, but, you know, a good chunk of support back in the grounds, because let's have it right. You know, you can play in the nicest stadium in the world, but if it's empty, it doesn't really matter, because it's about the atmosphere, the environment, and what's created the buzz around the place. You know, it can be wherever, whatever ground, but when it's empty, it's just not the same. And, you know, fans bring that appetite, that pressure, that like I say, that environment, and, you know, that you want to play and you want to do well. And, you know, there's some of our fans are good characters too. So we have a laugh with them as well. And it'll be certainly nice to get back mixing with them all again. So and hopefully it's on the back of good results.
And in between those two games, where you've got Gainsborough one week and then before that Baseford, in the middle, small matter, South Shields in the FA Cup as well, Paul. So quite a start to the season, if you could put it that way.
Yeah, it's just another easy week, isn't it? You know, it's now we've probably coming up against three who I see to be, you know, certainly challenging. South Shields have gone about the business as they always do, really professionally. You know, they've said it before, they're geared to go on. They've got ambitions to go higher. They've got obviously the hybrid model where they're doing practically full time. You know, and you've got players and full-time players and staff that are replicating that side of things, that ambition. So, yeah, another tough one. But again, you know, there won't be many saying, "Oh, we're going to Warrington. We'll smash them." So they'll be expecting a tough game from us too. So, yeah, but it's what it's all about. It's what it's all about. And if you don't enjoy these challenges, then you shouldn't be in it. That's what I've said to the lads, and you know, hopefully they can embrace them.
And final question, Paul: how much are you looking forward to this season and getting back to competitive action again?
Yeah, it feels like a long time. Everything, you know, since football. You know, I know we've had pre-season, but being honest with you, I can't stand pre-season. It bores me. You know, you're building minutes up into players, the games, you know, you're on a hide into nothing if you play a team from a few leagues below. If you do well against a team from a few leagues above, you know, people can get carried away with it. So, you know, it always, even as a player, it bored me. I just wanted to play the, you know, the competitive side of things and when it mattered. And, you know, whilst obviously I don't take it lightly, there is a purpose for it, but it's time to get our teeth into it now, and that's what we've been building up for.
Paul Carden there, manager of Warrington Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Next up on this edition of the show, we're going to stay in Cheshire and travel just south to Nantwich Town and their manager, Dave Cook. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And first question I've been asking all the managers this week, how's pre-season been for yourself?
Yeah, it's been okay. A few decent results along the way.
And with regards to the actual lockdown situation and stuff like that, how did you go about getting the players back into the swing of things after such a layoff?
Yeah, it was difficult then because, you know, we never knew when we were going to start and we didn't know how long the pre-season programme was going to go on. So really, we've done about 6-7 weeks. We delayed it until we came back, you know, 6 weeks ago and then sort of then got into it. So we've hopefully, it's been like a normal pre-season.
It's such a weird situation, isn't it? I mean, have you noticed with injuries and that side of things, how you've got to be careful, haven't you, with such a layoff?
Yeah, we've had, in some games, we've had four or five players missing because they've been, you know, nursing tight hamstrings and tight groins and different things like that. So, you know, it's been one of them. But if you want my honest opinion, Ben, I think they should have split the league into two.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it's been a bold situation because when I go back to late March and, you know, it was so up in the air, we weren't sure what was going to happen. But it's been quite an endeavour, I have to say, from all involved to get the league to kick off at this stage. The ideas that were on the table at the start of things with regards to, you know, do we play a full season? Do we split the league in two? Points per game and all that palaver. I mean, when it comes down to it, I mean, it's going to be a season which might be stop start given the news elsewhere. So, how do you prepare for that as a manager and, you know, building the squad around what could be a longish season, as it were, and you know, having to squeeze in fixtures and that side of things?
Well, I think, Ben, because we started late, I know we're going on a little bit later, but to cram 42 games in, and you've got the FA Cup and FA Trophy, is, I think, personally, is ridiculous. That if then you get a couple of games off via the weather, you might get a couple of games off because of the COVID situation, might even be more than that. You literally could be playing Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And for semi-professional, I think it's ridiculous. And if we'd have done it for 22 games, with the cup competitions as well, you could be saying, you know, we're going to get all them fixtures in, and then the team who finishes with the most points out of, let's say, A and B league, they actually win it. And then the teams that come second and third and first or second in the other league, play in the playoffs.
My understanding is, Dave, as well, though, that you know, those elements, you know, those other ways of finishing the season are there. Ideal scenario is to get to the end of the season as is, but you know, it's just going to be. I don't want to use the phrase unprecedented, Dave, but you've made me do it. It is unprecedented, isn't it? The whole thing. So
yeah, I mean, look, it's just common sense. I mean, I know we're going back from when they null and void our league, which again was poor because I thought it was disrespectful, Ben, at the end of it, because you know, teams that are involved in our league and players that have gone up and made it in the Football League, it's such an important league and such an important level. And Conference North, they've had the playoffs and they've had it done right in the Conference and the Football League. We should have done the same, you know. And then I think the teams that had done well and look, South Shields would have won the league and they would have been putting the wits in the Conference North and there's been another team going up. But that's by the by now. Whether we could have learned from that for this year is another thing.
Well, we'll wait and see. But fingers crossed we get through to the end. But, you know, with regards to the challenge of getting to play this season, I mean, how's recruitment been for shaping up a squad for the challenges of what could be an up-and-down season with regards to scheduling and that side of things?
Yeah, we've only brought a couple of lads in, to be honest, because I thought I've got to reward the lads that did ever so well last season and we targeted where we thought we could improve and we just brought a couple of lads in to strengthen the squad, really. And nothing more. No doubt, as the season unfolds, we'll dip into the loan market and maybe dip into to get a couple of other players when we have either injuries or loss of form or players move on.
And with regards to the competition more generally, Nantwich have been a pretty permanent fixture with regards to being in and around the playoffs for the last few seasons now, especially under your tenure. So, I mean, what's your take on the competition as a whole? Because it does feel like it's gone up several notches, but we've been here before, really, haven't we? With a competitive layout of the campaign and teams involved.
Yeah, I think it'll be probably even more competitive this season because there's one or two clubs that are spending a few quid and they seem to have recruited well. So I think there was seven or eight teams that could have made the playoffs last year and I think that might go to 10 or 12. You know, maybe you get into the final couple of months of the season, one or two will then pull away, but I think it's going to be very tight early doors.
And with that regard, let's talk about this weekend's big match then, because there's a few big games. We've already touched upon Basford against Warrington this weekend, but FC United against Nantwich Town's a pretty seismic one as well. Great way to start the campaign off.
Oh, have we got FC United?
You have, yeah. I'm going to do one of those weird elbow greetings to you when you arrive. Don't worry.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, FC United got a fantastic following, great setup. So it'll be a good game. It's just a pity I don't think you can get any more than 600 in, can they?
No, not at this stage, unfortunately. Yeah, which
you
is...
know, and you know, every time I've been there, the atmosphere's electric. And look, no doubt the 600 fans will still make it the same. But it's a great game to kick the campaign off with.
And with regards to the campaign, like I touched upon earlier, I mean, Nantwich have been a pretty permanent fixture in and around the playoffs. Are you looking to do that again? Is that your target this year without giving too much away for...
I think everybody's been. You know, if you speak to most of the managers in our league, they will be, you know, if you can make the playoffs, you've had a great season. So, you know, we hope to be in and around it. But again, only time will tell because I do think the league's stronger this time, and so yeah, we just have to see how it goes.
And I found a question, Dave. How much are you looking forward to it? I mean, it's been ages since those, you know, those big occasions last season in the league. How much are you looking forward to having some more ones this season?
Yeah, it's not about so much me looking forward to it. I hope the players are looking forward to it 10 times more than everybody else because, you know, it's them that have been sort of thing frustrated. I know. When I played and lads that I played with, if you'd have said you can't play football for 6 months, then it felt like you're having your right arm cut off. So I hopefully all them lads now are bang on for it for Saturday and the weeks to come.
Dave Cook there, manager of Nantwich Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go from Cheshire now to Lincolnshire and to Gainsborough Trinity. And on Wednesday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Curtis Woodhouse. Well, Curtis, a big thank you for joining us. And first question I've been asking all the managers this week. How's pre-season been?
Yeah, it's been, I've had a discussion the other day, actually. It's been the hardest one that I can remember. You know, we're just trying to recruit players. It's been really, really tough. But yeah, if I'm going to be honest, I'm glad it's over, and I'm glad we've got our opening game of the season Saturday, and we can get down to doing it for real. So yeah, it's been a tough one, but we made it through.
And it's been such a long period of time away. You can easily forget that this is actually your first pre-season as manager of Gainsborough Trinity. So has it been useful?
I wouldn't have envisioned it be this hard. You know, I must admit, you know, it's been really, really tough. But yeah, I think we're going to be moving forward with a squad of 14, so numbers are going to be really, really low. Obviously, our budget's taken quite a substantial hit. So we've recruited lots of young players with an experienced spine, and yeah, you know, although we've signed a lot of players and a lot of people. You know, the feedback I've been getting is, God, I've never even heard of any of these. And the aim is to hopefully by Christmas people know the players that a couple of months ago they'd never heard of. So that's a challenge for us, is trying to bring through this next batch that can be successful for the team.
How much work has gone into that then, and preparation to find these gems and undiscovered talent the way that you're hoping?
I'm not sure the gems yet. We'll find out sooner or later, won't we? But yeah, I've always got a little black book of players I believe that are coming through that have not been found yet that can hopefully not only come to the level and play, but excel at the level and play. So yeah, I think it helps because I've managed lower down. I get to see a lot of the young ones coming through that maybe have not appeared at this level yet. So that's the plus, I suppose. I think I started in the Humber Premier League, which is, I think, one league above pub football. So, you know, I've moved up and up and up. So I've seen a hell of a lot of the league, so I get to see a hell of a lot of players, which then helps you build up a quite a good database. So yeah, I'm blessed in that aspect. And let's see if they can step up to the level. And like I said, not only just do okay, I want some of these lads to really excel.
And like you touched upon, I mean, it's those skills there and the ability to tap into that well of talent and that kind of thing. It's coming in very, very handy because with COVID, there are clubs who've taken a hit because of the lack of functions and the lack of gate receipts and that kind of thing. I mean, how challenging is it at the moment, especially from your point of view as Gainsborough manager?
Yeah, like I said, it's been really difficult, and our budget's taken a fair hit. The chairman's been fantastic, and he's, you know, he's given me everything he can. You know, as a manager, you always want a bit more, don't you? But the main thing, and like I said, we had a meeting last Saturday, and the main thing that Richard, the chairman, has been concentrating on is making sure that we still have a football club. You know, it's been that tight at Gainsborough. So, you know, it's an achievement in itself for us to be starting the season. See, Macclesfield have gone under today, which is so sad. And yeah, the main thing, you know, Richard's ambitions for the season is to make sure we've still got a football club come the end of the season. So things are tight. But I always say, you know, just what you're paying shouldn't determine your ways where you finish in the league. Like I said, my job is to try and get the £100 players playing like £500 players. That's our aim as a management team and coaching and things like that. So it's an exciting period, really, and we'll get to see, you know, what we're made of, and can we really improve them players? You know, it's easy when you've got the biggest budget in the league, you can go and sign whoever you want. So we're at the kind of other end of the spectrum now where, you know, we've got to coach and develop and try and improve this batch.
And Kirsten, I'm not giving the game away here, but you are a very competitive person when it comes to, you know, you want to succeed and that kind of thing. And, you know, there's countless examples of people who've, you know, spent big and it hasn't come off. And there's other examples of people who haven't spent big at all and have actually got in towards the playoffs and done well for a season to come. So with that in mind, I mean, what's your hopes and expectations for what Gainsborough can achieve? Are you keeping that close to your chest at this stage?
Yeah, well, I'll keep it close to my chest, but I definitely think we're a group that's going to improve as we go along, like a lot of young players especially do, you know, and once you kind of get used to to the methods and what we're looking for. I think we'll get better and better and better. You know, I'll be having to use a lot of my contacts in the professional game to kind of dip into the loan market. So we're going to have to spin plates as the season goes along. But I do think we'll get better and better and better. And you know, we're hoping that by Christmas we may be able to get a little bit more to strengthen the squad. As I said, we're moving with 14 players at the minute. And with the games being Saturday, Tuesday, it's a massive intake for the lads. So hopefully if we can get a cup run and the chairman's not budgeted for any cup runs, so that money can go back into our budget. And if we can get a couple more players in that strengthen us, that'll be great. But yeah, listen, I don't go into any game to lie down, and my players won't either. So I expect us to be competitive in every single game. And even last year when we did so well and we went on that great run, if you actually look at our results, a lot of them were 1-0, 2-1, 3-2. There's nothing in a lot of the games. You know, we were competitive all the way and the things were dropping our way. So, you know, I expect it to be the same this season. Every game we go into, I expect us to compete.
And what's your take on the season to come as well with regards to the competition? Because I'd throw Gainsborough into the same hat as like Buxton and Ashton United, who might not have had the season everyone was expected. But, you know, this year, I don't think we can say that because it's going to be really, really competitive, that top half of the table. So how do you see Gainsborough fitting into all this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a tough old league, isn't it? When you get the fixture list through, you kind of look at the fixture and think, well, where the hell are we going to get any points from here? Because every game's a tough game. But from what I've seen last season, South Shields were head and shoulders above anything that I witnessed in the league. And I think there will be again. I think anyone that finishes above South Shields will win the league. And then I think you've got to chuck, you know, Buxton in the mix. I mean, some of their recruitment has been astonishing, really. You know, some of the players that they've brought in. So they've got a really, really strong squad. I like Ratcliffe. I like Ashton, Scarborough. There's so many good teams. FC United last year were very, very good. Nantwich, Warrington. Yeah.
You started listing now, Curtis. That's a mistake. Trust me. Because he'll miss someone off.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, there's so many good teams in there. You look at the league this year, there's so many good players in it as well. So it's an exciting league. And like I said, our aim is to, by Christmas time, for managers to be saying, well, listen, Gainsborough have got him, and 6 months ago, never heard of them players. So, you know, it's an opportunity for some of our lads to really put their name out there. And I think we've got a couple of gems that are going to surprise quite a few people this season. So it's exciting.
Well, it all starts this weekend with a home match against Hyde United. I'll get your thoughts on that match itself in a second, but how good will it be as well? Because you touched upon the difficulties that clubs are having, but we've started to see crowds coming back now. I mean, how good has that been during pre-season that we've started to see crowds?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. Like I said, especially at our level, you know, everyone that comes to the ground and buys a cup of tea, that goes towards something. So it's been huge for us, and for us to get an atmosphere and see some of the faces that you normally see around the ground has been fantastic. And, you know, the support of the football club, it's not an exaggeration to say that they've basically kept the club alive, because they have. Without the people coming through the gate, I think when we played Hull City was the first one at home that we managed to get 600 in. It was a great atmosphere and the lads played brilliant that day. So hopefully they got a little taste of that and they'll come back in their numbers on Saturday. I'm sure they will. And like I said, it's been great for us and great for all the players to see people coming through the turnstiles and enjoying football again. It's been great.
And a great way to start the season as well with a home game. What's your expectations for the match itself?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. You know, I've seen a little bit of Hyde. They're very, very well organised. I think they've got a very, very bright young manager. I think it'll be a really tight game. I don't think there'll be much in it. I think, you know, the way they're structured and the way they defend, they're excellent, really compact, really, really difficult to break down. I don't see it being a free-flowing, you know, 4-3 or anything like that, but it might be. You know, I might have to ring me Monday and see how we get on. But, yeah, I definitely think it'll be a tight game. I don't think there'll be much in it either way. And if we can get off to a positive start and get some points on the board, you know, I'll be happy with that.
And looking forward to the big season kickoff, Curtis?
Yeah, can't wait. You know, you don't realise sometimes how much you miss it until it's taken away from you. And if you'd have asked me probably 2-3 months ago, I didn't think we'd be starting anytime soon. So, yeah, absolutely delighted to get get started and get back to what we all love and try and get a little bit of normality back into our lives. So, yeah, I can't wait.
Curtis Woodhouse there, manager of Gainsborough Trinity, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. That's nearly it for this edition of the Pitching In NPL show. But just before we go, there's just enough time for one last interview, and that takes us to Lancashire and to Bamber Bridge and their manager, Jamie Milligan. Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us, and welcome back to the NPL show. How's pre-season been at Bamber?
Yeah, it's been good. We've had quite a lot of games, more games than probably training sessions, actually. It's just been good to get out there on the pitch again, I think, with the lads and the players. The players have missed it as well. But it's been tough. It has been tough because, obviously, like most clubs, your budget's been slashed by quite a bit, and then you've got to try and keep your players and then try and recruit as well. So it has been tough, but we're getting there. We're getting there slowly.
Was that a conscious decision to have so many pre-season friendlies, given the extent of the layoff the players have had? I don't imagine they'd had a layoff from football that long since they were about four, I'd imagine.
No, definitely, I agree with that. I'm one for more to play games instead of training, if you know what I mean. Don't get me wrong, we've had some tough sessions pre-season, but I think the lads prefer the games anyway. Do you know, I think you get more out of it as well, but yeah, it's been a good pre-season, actually.
Let's talk about how the squad's shaping up then, heading into the new season. I mean, it's been a tricky financial situation for a lot of clubs, given the fact there's no income coming in for the last 5 months or so. So how's the squad shaping up heading into this new season?
Yeah, well, we've managed to keep everyone from last season. I didn't want to let anybody go because we finished off the season really well. And it has been tough because we have had wage cuts, which the lads have been absolutely brilliant about. They've got on with it. They've not argued. They've turned up, they've trained, and the new recruits, we've recruited a couple of new signings, which will help bolster our squad, and hopefully they can add another couple of loans and another signing.
One of those signings has been announced the last 24 hours or so, Isaac Sinclair from Curzon Ashton. So with regards to what's your expectations for this season, it's been an upward trajectory since you arrived back at the club. I mean, what's your thoughts on this season?
Yeah, well, we want to go for it. I'm not going to lie, I prefer not to be a manager than just sit there and be happy to stay in the league. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I've told the lads what I expect from them, and they're an honest group. They know on their day they can beat pretty much anybody in that league. It's just getting that the better teams that finish near the top have got that little bit of that know-how sort of thing. They know how to win games and grind games out. And I think that's what we need to bring to our team, really.
And obviously, you're a coach and a manager who's got his ear close to the ground and that kind of thing. I mean, what's your assessment on how the league's shaping up, and how does that compare to the squad you're trying to develop?
Yeah, well, there's some big clubs in our league that are paying a lot of money, and we just can't compete with them sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? So I've got to do something else and try and do something else to attract players. Hopefully, the way we try and play, well, I know it is attracting players and keeping players at the club, but I believe in team spirit, and it's during my career, it's 100%. If you've got a good changing room, that all get on and grind it out for each other and work for each other. It can get you points. It can get you points towards the end of the season, 100%.
And with that regard, we should mention as well, there's a crowdfunder appeal been launched by the club called Boost the Budget. I mean, how important is the fans in all of this as well? And because, you know, Bamber Bridge at step three, cracking season last year. And as we touched upon in this interview here, Jamie, you're looking to keep that going.
Yeah, definitely. It's massive. The fans have been brilliant by helping out with the Boost the Budget and the crowdfunder and stuff like that, like other clubs are doing as well. It's just for trying to raise money as much as we can, because our club heavily relies on the bar. We've got a lovely bar at the ground, which we have bands on and at weekends and christenings and things like that. And they've not been able to do anything like that. So we pretty much had no income. So any help is massive at this part of the season.
We should say as well, I mean, it's something I touched upon with Curtis Woodhouse on this week's show. It's just the fact that, you know, we have to remember this is your first pre-season as a manager at the club as well. I mean, how useful has that been for you to settle in and shape the squad without being on the hoof too much?
Yeah, definitely, because we're coming in December last season, and it was pretty much banging straight into it, do you know what I mean? And to be fair to the lads, they took to it straight away, but it's always good to have a pre-season with your squads leading up to the season, so you can work on different formations and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been good to have a pre-season with them.
And obviously, the fans are back now as well, attending matches. How you mentioned the pre-season friendlies you've had. I mean, how bizarre was it to begin with playing behind closed doors and then having the gradual return the way we have done?
Yeah, it wasn't great for any of the players. I imagine the clubs that have full stadiums like ours isn't quite like that, but I imagine it's been tougher for them. But it's just great to get the fans back in and watching football at our level, because I think you can social distance and work a way around on match day. So yeah, it's brilliant to get the fans back in.
Another question I need to ask you as well, which I've been asking everyone. I'm interviewing 22 managers this week, Jamie, so all the questions are the same. when it comes to recruitment, are you done now with recruitment, or are you still waiting on what happens from the two tiers just above us in the non-league pyramid?
Yeah, well, I've pretty much got everyone signed that I want to at the minute, and maybe one more before the first game of the season. But I'm relying on loans and favours from mates at clubs and managers, sort of things like I had to last year. But it's good for these young lads that are at these clubs to come and get the experience, because I know for a fact 100% it helps them out when they go back to their clubs. So I'm gonna be relying on favours again.
No, and that's a compliment as well, isn't it? That, you know, these clubs are think of you in that way. That, you know, it's a good breeding ground for talent and that.
Yeah,
kind of
it was. Well, we played a team in pre-season, and we were trying to get one of their players, and they were a bit umming. And then they come to the ground, they see what we're trying to do, they see the way we try and play, and straight away after the game they said you can have him. So it's pretty much, yeah, we're doing something right anyway.
Great stuff. Right, let's talk about this first game of the season then, this weekend. Football's back, it's great to hear, it's great to say that. Bamber Bridge against Matlock Town. What's your thoughts on this one? Because Matlock Town, one of those teams who probably everyone thought was going to do a bit better last season. I mean, they're going to be tough this year. So what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think they underachieved last year, to be fair. But I know the manager, Philo. Known him for years, and he's a decent lad. He's a good manager, and he'll get them up for it. And they've spent a few quid, you know what I mean? They've got some good players in there. So it's going to be a good test for our lads. It's a good that we're at home the first game. But we're going to have to be at it if we're going to get a result on Saturday, because they'll be a decent team.
And final question, Jamie. How much are you looking forward to the league campaign this season?
Yeah, brilliant. I can't wait for it. And you can just tell with the lads. We had a day out, a bonding day on Saturday, which was great to get the new lads together and just get everyone together basically for a day out. And you can tell we played Salford reserves last night. Yeah, you can just sense that the lads are itching to start now. They just want to play them competitive games. We've got Saturday first game. You can't wait. And then straight into the FA Cup Tuesday, which is going to be another tough game, but really winnable.
Jamie Milligan there, manager of Bamber Bridge, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this edition of the show. We'll be back on Friday with our final part of these management previews of the Pitching In NPL show. But for this edition, a big thank you to Paul, Dave, Curtis and Jamie for joining us on this edition. Remember, for the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website, thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all stay safe, and you'll be hearing from us again soon. Bye-bye.